Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
I need something for the Zeke thing, because Zeke had the year, and then it's like, where'd you go, bro?
Nikki, these are some of our more intense disagreements. Alvin Kamara, Zeke Elliott.
Okay.
Tua is a bust.
Okay.
What else, Steve, that we were resolute about? Just what other sports?
Oh, we had the finals that year. I locked in with LeBron. He locked in with.
Oh, God.
That was one I. That was one of the few Steph Curry. I won. Yeah, yeah. You locked in with Steph.
He's just going to start going, oh, I guarantee I had Tom Brady winning the championship the first year.
Right.
I had Matthew Stafford winning, guaranteed the first year.
When Brady got drafted, I was like, that's still the draft.
Called it.
Yeah, I hit that one. I know people like that.
How old were you when that happened? Like,
Nikki, don't listen to him.
I know.
What year was he drafted? 2000?
Yeah.
I was seventh grade.
He was watching Reese ball.
Yeah.
I was like, we're number two in the country.
Steve, I played something this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Texter, I'm going to catch up.
I should have totally sent it to you. Steve, why didn't I record it myself? You know what I recorded? Do you remember that Bishop? That scene when Bishop and Juice was going off, mm-hmm. and Juice,
mm-hmm.
do you remember that video I made on YouTube? And you know, like when I did a voiceover, you don't remember that, do you?
Yes, I do. Right. Yes, I do.
You want to know what I was saying in that? I listen. A lady friend was making fun of me for being fat, right? And she said, "Let's go back to YouTube. And go back 2 years." Well, why don't I?
Maybe I'll do that.
And I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled and scrolled, and I looked at the bottom, and it said 2 years, right? I saw this little video. I clicked on it, right? It was in the scene in Juice where Bishop is going off on the friends where they're all skipping school and sitting at Steele's mom's. Like, you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. Okay, that's fine.
Hang on real quick. Can I help a texter out just really
Absolutely.
Fast so that way they don't have to wait around?
Yeah.
Texter says, waiting to hear the spin about Johnson's top three, not including U of L. Obviously, when you look at it, he wants to get paid. I just didn't want him to have to wait because that's probably the gist of what I'm going to talk about. So I just didn't want that texter to have to wait the whole show.
That was so politically correct.
Yeah.
Steve, that was so mature of you.
Yeah, I don't want him to have to wait around.
It's so like, mature.
I mean, obviously,
of you.
I mean, you know.
Nice radio tease. Yeah, that was good.
Mississippi State pit. I mean, obviously, somebody going to pay. You know? Good for him. I don't know.
I mean, he left Oregon.
I mean, do I wish Kenny? Is Steve Rummage just hand him the bag and move on?
Yes.
Yes. Kenny Payne's not. So
that's why we had that conversation.
Yeah, last
week.
I just knew we weren't really gonna. There wasn't much to say.
And did that look like he just lost a straight up recruiting war?
Well, no, actually, if you are listening to Travis Graff, some of the guys Louisville talked to him and was like, "No, we're good."
You mean that Travis Graff?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But. I just didn't want Texter to wait.
Thank you, Nikki. Good job.
It's 10:15. We can move on from that.
We got N-bombs going on the back of the...
Well, might as well.
Caught one of them.
Here's the thing, Nikki. I did a voiceover parody. I was doing my Instagramming back before they was even doing the TikToks. This was my TikTok, though, right? The voiceover TikTok. And you know what he was yelling, what I was yelling as a voiceover? We ain't got it. Man, why you say that? We on an 11th game winning streak, and we lost to Georgia Tech. And everybody knew exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And we were the angriest fan base in the country, Steve.
Yes.
We were on an 11-game winning streak, and we lost to Georgia Tech because Jordan Warrow was coming out of a a moody, yeah, right, a moody tiffed with his head coach.
Apparently had a fun night.
Call that the tavern flu.
Yeah. Allegedly, Nikki.
Allegedly.
So, Steve, that's what we were saying.
That's awesome.
We had decided after the Georgia Tech loss,
and we were
9 in the country, we had decided this team don't have it.
As the world turns, and we end up right back here.
So, Steve, since you did the politically correct thing and then addressed that, you're miserable. That was a miserable text, Steve. Okay, so, Steve, what are we going to do? Are we going to set goalposts right now or what? Here's the thing.
Can.
This is the conversation we got to have. It's macro. We're talking basketball, okay?
Nick, did you get us in a kickball league?
No word yet.
Okay. We're waiting. Well, hold up. We'll put it on hold. We're waiting. We will announce when we are.
You know what? I don't want to jump straight into the basketball session. I know everybody's dying to.
Okay.
But if I don't say this, I'm just going to get lost in a basketball conversation. Nikki, I sent you the Texas A&M anthem. Could you play that for a second while I just get this out of my system? The Texas A&M. Congratulations on a great year. Men's baseball team.
Yeah.
Dan McDonald.
Tremendous.
We're not just scoffing at this.
Tremendous.
You did a great job. The better team got you.
Yeah.
They got you a home.
And you had a shot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, you feel like you went up there, you had a shot, and you just.
They got you.
They made
plays. They got you at home. Turn it up, Nikki.
We'll talk about Bradshaw Texas.
Okay, so here's the problem. Texas A&M just skyrocketed up in my, I hate them.
Is that what this was when I walked in?
Yes.
Okay, I was wondering that too. I thought Ken was playing it. I was
you know what I said when I walked in?
Go ahead and tell him, Nick. Go ahead and tell him, Steve.
Nick,
Turn that music up.
I walked in, I looked at Marcus, I said, what are you listening to? Like some kind of white power patriot song?
I didn't even know what it was. Yes. That's exactly what I'm listening to, Steve. Texas A&M's nationalist theme music. Steve, you cannot have a baseball game and people have bubble guns at the game.
I do agree with that.
In a sport where I have to have laser-like focus on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, you know what I can't have going on? Bubbles!
Yeah, the bubbles were a little much.
Texas A&M filled their stadium with bubbles. Give me the cowbells. Give me noisemakers. Give me the vuvuzelas from the African World Cup. I can't have bubbles coming onto the field.
Yeah.
Manufactured by the audience. Why don't we just go get a bunch of confetti, and when Texas A&M comes, we make it rain with confetti that's going to float around like they just won the NBA championship. Hey, how about we throw streamers on the field every time Texas A&M is up to bat? Are you kidding me? Nikki, there were bubbles on the field.
You ever get a bubble in the eye? It hurts. A little bit of soap.
No.
Just me? Okay, never mind. But trust me. Trust me. Bubbles in the eye stink.
Way up there. That hurts.
Speaking of...
Pollard getting more touches than Zeke.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get more touches
probably
than Zeke.
Probably should, is what I hate about it.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah. Anyways, I agree
you
with you on the bubbles.
You can't have bubbles.
That was a little much.
And look, I see the guy, he's double-fisted, with the bubble guns in the air. And I'm just like, what?
He was like, is she super thin? Like,
listen, I was watching it.
Once Lamar Jackson.
Listen, once I saw the bubble gun guy, right, Steve, I was like, listen.
Lamar Jackson is rivaling the Cowboys, though.
It's you just put his name up there.
And we can, yeah. And I don't know. I don't know what we got to talk about. You talking about the Cowboys or you talking about Lamar Jackson?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Listen. I see bubble gun guy. So now I'm like, now I'm like, damn. I mean, he was really like, he was shooting.
Yeah.
He was in the outback. You know, he was in.
Yeah.
Open country, Texas.
No, I find that awkward.
Listen, if I'm Dan McDonald, the fan in me says, Dan, you can't say anything. But the frustrated player in me is like, hey, man, hold on. Time out, y'all. Time out. But here's the problem. If you stopped the game and they got on the PA system and said, could everybody please stop blowing the ball? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, God. You know what I'm saying? But I'm... that pissed me off. I just have to say that. And between my Tennessee Volunteers just deciding we're going to start trashing our stadium every time we don't like what's going on.
I know. I'm like, come on, Vols. Like, the football thing.
Nigga, did you hear about the Tennessee Volunteers?
I mean, I know Notre Dame knocked them out, but I didn't.
Tennessee acted up again.
Oh, they were
throwing stuff again. I'm like, listen, I backed you on the football thing. Like, this is passion. You know, but
we gave them the passion excuse.
If you start pelting the field in baseball, like,
this is why you can't have nice things.
I'm like, this is you guys. It's not it's a you guys problem. I can't have that.
Mm. Yeah, so Bubbles, Dan McDonald.
The football, and it's like, hey, man. Like, I have a lot of those people down there. You're talking thousands or millions invested in this.
Yeah.
You just taking the game away from me. Like, you just stole the game from me. And it's Lane Kiffin. And he screwed me over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Like, don't forget that. Like if you don't have self-awareness about, hey, y'all need to get together and change this call.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
I mean, I literally watched the NBA – Steve Javy justify saying, "Hey, any other time we would throw Draymond Green out the game because this would be his second technical." But that's Draymond Green. You're on the road. He already got one tech. Let's leave him in the game.
Sure.
And I remember like when I was watching that game, Steve, I'm like, wait a minute, did y'all just admit on nationally syndicated TV?
Yeah.
That you just decided that we're not. I mean, and let us hear it. You let us actually hear it.
Yeah.
This is just too big of a game to throw him out. So we're going to let him play.
Yeah. Well, we can't change the series here.
Yeah. You're right. I'm just like, okay. Whoa.
That's like going into the game saying, we're not going to allow free throws to change the game, so we're just not going to call fouls tonight. Let's go see who can win.
It's just like, I knew y'all had those meetings.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah, like I feel you. I mean,
right.
But we know it happens.
I'm not saying it's the wrong decision.
It's like when somebody's like, a foul at the beginning of the game should be the same as a foul at the end of the game. It's like, it's not. So, like, don't even say that because it's just not.
No, it's like a three-pointer that Jordan wore shoots.
Yeah.
Just doesn't count.
It just doesn't count.
Just like, we're just not going to do
it. This is Louisville. This is Marquette. Mm-hmm. This is Tennessee. We're trying to sell Marquette. Yeah. So that three-pointer that Jordan hit, we're just going to – we're going to pull off that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I'm not angry about that at all, Steve.
All right. So where do you want to start?
Okay.
Here?
I want to start with goalposts.
We've got – because here's what we have. We have goalposts. We have talk of a certain player on the team. We have talk of a player – who was down the road on a visit, and now he's in here on a visit. So.
Make him say, let's see.
Yeah, I know you're pumped about that one.
Yeah, I was talking with Jay Witt on Saturday night.
Jay Witt.
So I want to pass along some things that Withers had to say.
Okay.
Can't forget about that.
Let's pass that along.
So, Nikki, it's all going to come off like as a bombarding of sports and basketball wealth of knowledge. So we're better off just taking our first commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve, in high pressure, high profile markets.
Yes.
That was mine. Sorry. You're okay, Nick.
Somebody got dunked on.
I don't know who it was.
But I don't know everything about everything, and I ain't see a lot of video. But somebody got punched on.
I know. It's like, wow.
Okay. High pressure, high high level situations, Steve.
Yes.
You have to be willing to go down with the ship your way. 100% your way. You got to listen. When we underestimated the chaos that could ensue between a swapping of staffers, if I told you.
You're referring to basketball.
Yes.
Okay.
If I told you that Kenny Payne sat down with Chris Mack and said, okay, Chris, tell me about this job. Tell me what to watch out for. It almost looks like Kenny Payne's playbook almost comes directly from the what not to do or where I went wrong with the, with the Kenny Payne. Hey, man, listen, get loyal coaches that can all coach by themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get coaches that are not looking for money. They want to be coaches elsewhere.
Yeah.
Make sure these coaches, assistant coaches you have around you, will not take your job.
Yes.
No matter, even if offered.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't feel like Danny, Nolan, they would say, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm not taking Kenny
Payne. Like the people that were with Rick. I mean, with Pitino, you heard after when there was a lot of coaches like that were connected to him that it was like, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
That even this last go around would not talk to Louisville.
Doesn't that make sense? And okay, with Coach Mack's staff, in hindsight,
I dang near look like they're auditioning for the job soon.
Before he was
even
they were already auditioning. Like, okay, so if we were just doing playbook stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's almost like, okay. They're the opposite of that. Okay?
All right.
Now, when I say you have to be committed to your style, because it's going to go in direct contrast to everything the fan base wants. You know, like, okay. Imagine your first week on the job.
Yeah.
And the roar from the local fan base and media, because it starts off as the media, puts the idea in the fan base, and then the media, we lit that fuse.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Sure.
Well, he hasn't even talked to the guys yet. None of these guys are going to be here. He hadn't talked to the guys.
Yeah.
Right? Perrin told me a small story this morning. Just tell my coach. It's a simple thing. Parent says, I gotta explain to a sixth grader's mother that I'm not picking on his kid or her kid, her child. I have to interrogate this child in front of the parent just to prove that this kid is screwing up, right?
Yeah.
Just something that simple, right? And I'm like, listen, this is what I told Parent in response. I said, after what you told me, I wouldn't coach a kid unless I had him from 5 years old up.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
or I'm like a Ross McMaines. I'll be a developer if you already got him here. But I'm not doing any kind of motivational stuff.
Yeah.
To get, to bring it out of him, to get him to focus and love basketball and accountability. I'm not going through any of that. Right.
Yep.
So it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And the other thing is, I'm not coaching anybody. I don't know their parents. This is just me frustrated listening to parents. Trials and tribulations of coaching sixth grade, right?
Yeah.
So I said this to myself. Man, I would never coach kids if I didn't know their parents. Know their parents. Then I said, you know what, Marcus, that's pretty funny what you just said. You know, around a time that Kenny Payne was here, and they said, it's been 10 days, and he hasn't even met with the team.
We talked to three different parents that were like, they had talked to Kenny Payne. The parents.
It's not even a necessary. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking to any of these kids until I know where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Until I know what's motivating these kids, I don't even want to meet these children.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell by the mom, I don't want this kid on my team. Mm-hmm. I can tell by the dad, this kid's going to be a problem. Maybe it might be a problem I can fix, maybe not. But I'm going to spend my first 2 weeks, Steve, I want to talk to the parents and the coaches and every. And if during that time they decide that they don't want to be here, I don't want them here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But that's not a sexy story, Steve.
Yeah.
A coach being on campus for 2 weeks saying, I don't want to talk to these kids till I talk to their parents. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like FBI level background check. You know, like that's like, no, I need to know, I need a profile of this person. So I know, because here's the thing. I can do the basketball stuff.
Yeah.
I got Nolan. I got Danny. I can teach you to jump higher, run faster, you know, make shots, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you capable of being committed to anything outside of yourself?
Right.
And the only way I would learn that is either by knowing you from 5, 6 years old up or knowing your parents,
mm-hmm.
where I can get a real read on them. It's the only chance I have for having a strong culture of success.
Absolutely.
Now when you look back at that 2 weeks, you almost want to, like, do you want to go back and look at the levels of criticism, you know what I'm saying, and the doubt that you interjected,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this man's tenure before he even got it started?
Yeah.
So then you got that.
I heard he's in New York for 2 weeks.
He's not taking his job serious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and okay, and then you move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Monday morning, Steve, I think you said it best. Do I want him to just drop the bag? Yes. Don't drop the bag. Give me the dominant team.
Yeah, I would. I would. Steve Rummage's team, I would just say, listen, what do y'all want? What can we get here? Let's pay him. And I'm not talking NIL, because, like, these are the kids. Like, it's not an NIL thing, you know, when it comes to, like, Dior Johnson and the different ones. It's not come here and get NIL. It's like we've talked to a couple – we talked to a staffer that told us, like, that they talked to a kid, and the first question out of the kid's mouth was, well, what – like, not NIL, like, what am I – what's upfront payment, and they
what's
basically
the compensation?
and Louisville basically cut the conversation off.
Listen,
it was like, yeah, it's not gonna happen.
It was Nick Nolte. Get the hell out of my office.
Yeah. I think it was much more polite than that, but it was
white.
Let's just not waste each other's time.
Blue chip athlete like myself deserves a little something extra.
Yeah.
So 50,000.
Yeah.
One of those little gym bags right there. I think
we
can make this thing happen.
What have we said repeatedly over here when we watch Kentucky play? What did Rick Pitino say? Rick Pitino said, you pay a kid, they own you. Well, I watched John Calipari be forced to keep the Harrison Twins in the game in a Final Four game.
Cost himself a national championship, and Kentucky fans will not argue that down.
No. Cost him not just a national championship, cost him something that would never probably in our lifetime, be replicated.
Keep going, yeah.
In 40-0.
Yep.
National champions never lost a game in a Power 5 conference. Would probably never be replicated.
Do you know what the video and the highlights and the memorabilia from that run would be worth?
Yeah, I mean, it would go down as the greatest season of all time, and there's no way. And then we would be sounding like this. Well, I mean, technically they were undefeated, but I mean, but the conference, it wasn't like they went.
Remember when they went to the Bahamas?
In the summertime, and I mean, they kind of lost that game, and so yeah, I mean, you know, and then they got a bad call here, and so it's like that's what that cost. you know, when you got a guy over your shoulder going, yeah, all right, I mean, go ahead, take him out, and we'll talk about those speeches I gave that you paid me for. No, you don't want to talk about that? Okay.
Like, dude. Because that really happened.
Now, listen.
That really happened, y'all.
In this day and age, it's a little easier to get around that. So, yeah, me personally, if you want my honest opinion, I'm like, I would just say give him the money and let's get a squad. And let's go play.
But you know me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the sick puppy inside of me that says, yeah, I'm going to beat you with this difficulty.
Right.
I'm going to beat you with this.
In the meantime, also, while I do that, I also have, and we'll get to this later. By the way, while we're having this conversation, there is a 7'2", 5-star, top 20 big man on the campus that I sit on right now, visiting Louisville, that is here on Kentucky's dime because he took an official to Kentucky. Kentucky paid for his transportation, and he drove over here. But please, let's continue with this.
With how Kenny Payne's just lost his fastball.
Yeah. That he hasn't thrown yet.
He just looks like he doesn't have I'm just gonna assume that he doesn't have the fastball anymore. Okay, so Steve. Those things. And then you kinda like fast forward. And here's the thing, Steve. Point guard conversation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want people to plant their flag right now, right? Because people have already decided. You can tell by the tone in people's voice that they have decided that there are no valid point guards still out there.
Yeah.
Right? Kenny Payne has already missed, right? He's missed on his point guard class. Steve, you and I can break down look at the schools and look at the situation. This kid went to a place that has 4 senior point guards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Steven Marks can say, don't that sound like something different, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Or do you think Kenny Payne got out recruited by Kansas State and 4 senior point guards at that spot?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, come on. Like, but again, you're negotiating with people who won't budge no matter what, who are dug in planting their flag they're planting their wall, not their flag. You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, you just built a full wall in front of this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's an easy wall to build, too, because like the odds say Louisville's probably not going to be a Final Four team this year.
Right. Right.
I mean, so. No,
but that's what I've been saying from day one. Like, that wall is always.
And there's no way to win this. I mean, Louisville could make a run to the Sweet 16, and somebody's going to go, see, if you've got one more guard in the summer, we don't win a championship.
I can't believe you said Sweet 16,
all
Steve.
Right, I know.
I can't believe you said Sweet 16.
I mean, yeah.
Again, we were coming off an 11-game ACC winning streak, Steve.
I know.
We lost a stinker on the road to Alvarado, who's out here at picking Chris Paul, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We lost a stinker Georgia Tech game 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was the reason this team sucks. Just talk about a zero-win world, right?
It's
pathetic.
It becomes baffling.
Sometimes. Yeah, okay, so here's why I say, okay, plant your flag now, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
No, I do agree with that. And I hate that it's become that.
Yeah.
But it's like, nah, go ahead.
Listen.
Say, yeah.
Oh, right. I hear you with Dan McDonald. Oh, get on the train and get off. Get on board. Mm-hmm. If you want to. Okay. You plant your flag now. They'll be lucky to make the NCAA tournament without the guard play. And you stay in that world. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You stay in that world because – just like when you want to protect a Josh Hurd over Tom or however you want to make that fight, you want people just get on board with the success and stay out of it. You know?
Like I said, there's no picture on YouTube.
There's absolutely no picture. Sorry about that. But thank you. Steve, you'll be lucky without a point guard to make the tournament. And I'm going to spend the rest of the season calling you a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, for fun, if you want to do that, right? We can sit here and say, okay, well, this team is severely hindered by the point guard situation. If that's the bar, call anything over making a tournament a success.
Yeah.
Actually, call any performances in the ACC that you win impressively. Say he over, what's the word?
Achieved.
Yeah, overachieved. Sorry, thank you. Yeah, Kenny Payne going over 500 is overachieving.
Taking over a team that won 11, 12 games. It just blows me away. I don't understand it. Like,
do you realize not one time have we mentioned publicly that the team last year won 12 games?
But I also think it's a minority. That's why I hate doing this.
The hate minority.
Yeah, because I also think it's a very small minority that feels that way. Like, I don't think a majority feel this way, and I think sometimes when we talk about it like this, it sounds like
you don't think
like
the majority thinks he's missing out on point guards to other schools because of his recruiting.
No,
or his lack thereof.
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That majority getting under my skin, or that minority might be getting under my skin.
No, they do me too, and that's all I say. I'm saying this knowing it's something we have to talk about, but it's like you almost hate to, because it's like then it makes it sound like, well, that's how most people feel, and it's like
or you're giving it life.
Yeah, they don't. Most people don't feel this way. I mean, just because somebody's planted their flag in the dirt and just like, well, I'm pissed. Okay, well.
Yeah, okay. You're checking. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, all right. I don't want to tell you. I mean, like, he's told you to your face, I'm not going to pay a kid. I would. He won't. I trust he's doing what he's doing.
In year one, Steven.
And I can't remember the last time a five-star stepped foot on this campus. And there's one here now. Sam Williamson.
For free.
Recruiting. Yeah. Like, it just feels like a stupid argument to be having. Like, with James Strebel.
I want to be able to have a conversation, though, without it being a debate.
Yeah, well, like, Andy and James are, like, Kentucky-sided. Mm. So, like, okay, I'll have that argument with them. Mm. Okay. I'm saying it's silly to have it with Louisville fans. Mm. Like, it's just, it's a silly argument to have. Like, okay. Yeah, I mean, okay, you're mad. I don't know what to tell you.
You're mad and you're going to be mad. And
Then you're just going to be angry this season.
I think the best point about this conversation is no matter where you lose at, listen, and again, if you would have got D.R. Johnson, he's a late point guard add.
A good, I mean, I know. It's a talented, very talented player.
But if you lost, in, like you said, in the Elite Eight, you would have still said point guard play.
Yeah.
You didn't have any point guards. You only had L and Dior. That's why you lost in the Elite Eight.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
So that's an unwinnable conversation.
It really is. What I'm saying?
But yeah. But here's the thing. This is why I'm saying this right now, Steve. Make yourself known.
Yeah.
Make yourself known. Don't listen, because you won't believe, Steve. It's fascinating. Nikki, I hope everybody could live in this world. Okay, you know how people like to have followers and they like to be influencers, right? You know, everybody likes to have some social media influence, and hey, what I say, I can make things happen.
Just the majority needs to be louder than the minority. I was like, yeah, welcome to America.
Nikki.
That took incredible plate discipline. Let that pitch go by, Steve.
Nikki.
Proud of you.
I live in a world. Marcus Maben's world, right? I live in a world where the moment we don't make the top three of a Dior Johnson in a recruiting battle, and I could give you physical evidence, when the moment there's some bad news, and quote-unquote bad news in the Louisville world, Nikki, I wake up from a beautiful afternoon nap. I don't even know. I don't remember what I had for lunch. Steve, did I tell you about that chimichurri from Kroger?
No.
in the deli, they have chimichurri, right, sauce and steak, Steve.
Yeah.
And they scoop it out, and I get a tub of it, and I put it over a bed of rice, and it has the perfect kick to it, right?
Yeah.
Steve, in the middle of the day, I had this chimichurri over rice that you savored every morsel of rice on this plate. Like, when you actually, I want that last 2 grains of rice. This is so good. Nikki, I fall asleep. I wake up early afternoon. On my notifications are... No Dior, right? I have 54 notifications. 9 of them are ha ha ha. You know what the other 41 notifications are? New fake accounts following me without avatars. So faceless mob, they're in my inbox, Nikki.
There used to be eggs.
Nikki, I go and press my DM thing, right? I have regular DMs, and I have the unproved. You wake up to 50 unmarked DMs in my DM box, either making fun of me or saying, I can't believe you talked me into Kenny Payne. Thanks a lot, Marcus. That's how I wake up every time there's news. But here's the thing. There's an ultimate defense to that. When I turn over my phone, when I go down to the message, if I don't see one of those little numbers at my message, I'll right roll over and sleep another hour. But if I see a number over 3, I click on it. If Rummage is not the top one, because he'll jar me from my sleep if it's bad. Right? Just something about if I see a 3 and then I click on the message and I only see Steve's name and it has 3 messages. Okay.
Yeah, we might be at DEFCON 2 or 3 here.
What's going on? So, yeah, that's how I check the emergency levels when I wake up from my slumber.
Can we finish the hour like this? This.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, real quick. Let me read this and then we'll get. Well, sorry, Adrian. Gosh, we just left hanging. I didn't update the thing. So, listen. Good text, you know, people. This is why I say when it's minority. Well, this one's like, let's just say, what if Imani Bates comes here and he's everything, you know, I think we got a good team, really does or don't, you know? So I said, I'm not freaking out, but I'm in the camp that if we can add one more guy, that we could be very good. You know, these are the texts we're getting. Then here's one right in the middle. Let me read you the last few texts. Just the texts we've got today from this number. And that's why I say the minority will text you, has text
over
since we've started the show. This is what they've texted. Why is it a big deal that a UK recruit is here today? He cried when UK offered him. No, it's okay that we're talking about looking for players better than West. Now we're setting up fake hype when we get a Dollar Tree brand West player. Why drop the bag for a future pro when we could snag a Tennessee State transfer? LOL. Walk on, by the way. Masterpiece, son. Millionaire masterpiece, by the way. But no, listen. You know Maben don't want to talk basketball if he's spending the whole segment on Louisville baseball. Hey, let's round out the hour talking about women's basketball.
Ooh, Nikki.
That's the guy.
Nikki.
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
Assemble. Nikki.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
The minority will text you the moment the show starts. 5 times.
No, I wouldn't. I was talking about your
crappy negative text.
They go hand in hand.
Assemble your crew. I'll be outside.
That's why I say it's like you give guys like that
oxygen.
Yeah, like, I mean, did it sound like that? I say guy, I don't know, guy or girl, but did you say that? Can you imagine?
How many West references did they make?
What would make that texter happy?
Forbes? Adrian! Sorry, Adrian!
Yo.
Fire away, Adrian!
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, Marcus? What up, Steve?
What up, man?
I just want to say something about this baseball thing. I sat here, that umpire that they had at that game, his strike zone was everywhere. I'm talking about rushing. He almost got a hit with a ball. He called it a strike. But they played hard. I just want to say congratulations on the season. But their umpire sucked. That's all I got to say.
Hey, Adrian, I appreciate that call. Adrian, and we're sorry we got carried away on the basketball thing. But, Adrian, let me say this. And this is only for you, Adrian. And just act like it's me and you talking. Adrian, with all due respect, good sir, we're family. Can't talk about umpires. We just gonna sit this one out. You know Homer Simpson in the bushes.
Yep.
We're gonna calmly not talk about umpires.
Yeah, just,
for the rest of the summer. Just gonna leave that one alone.
Touche. Touche.
Actually, I'm going to turn off this microphone and exit the studio.
Good stuff coming in the next hour.
Oh, Steve.
Oh. Can we actually talk about the team in the next hour now?
I forgot.
Would y'all actually like to talk about the team in the next hour?
We have loaded up.
Yeah.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano in the Sports Center update brought to you by Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. U of L baseball's postseason run coming to an end, losing 5-4 and 4-3 to the Aggies in College Station in the Super Regional. Dan McDonald, he joined the Diener Show this morning and said, based on who is making it to Omaha, man, it is a bitter pill to swallow.
We swept Notre Dame, you know, and if North Carolina won, we beat them 2 out of 3. And so last year, I think we were 5-1 or 6-1 against the teams that were in Omaha.
Wow.
And this year, we're already 3-0. So you just feel like, gosh, the opportunity. It's like I told the players in the meeting yesterday, there is such a fine line between winning and losing. Like, we are that close.
That full interview can be found on the Podcast Center, ESPNLouisville.com. Other nuggets from the weekend. Top 10 guard Dior Johnson, who decommitted from Oregon Friday, not including U of L in his final three, this being Pitt, Washington State, and Mississippi State. Some scores from the weekend. Racing falls to Angel City 3-2. The Reds, they hold off Mitch's Cardinals to win 7-6. The Bats, they're topped by Charlotte 6-1. And in the Belmont, Mo Donegal topping Derby winner Rich Strike. O'Donnell wins, Rich Strike comes in sixth, and in the NFL, Lamar Jackson, after sitting out OTA's, reports to Ravens minicamp. Midday is with Marcus Maven next. This is SportsCenter. Something on your mind?
Hit us up on the UPS Jobs text. Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.